You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up tonight at 7 on Reveal, a look at allegations of discrimination in the temp worker industry.
First, new research, shows Americans generally think their community libraries do a good job providing educational services, even if they aren't always aware of everything those libraries have to offer.
A report from the Pew Research Center looked at how people use libraries for learning, and a study from last year looked at library use among different segments of the population.
All told, people generally like their libraries, but use is dropping off.
Lee Rainey joins us now. He's the Director of Internet Science and Technology Research at Pew Research Center. Lee, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, just in broad strokes, how do people feel about libraries these days?
One of the most interesting things that's happening in many communities is that libraries are trying to adjust to the digital age. They're adding services and programs, and they're particularly focused these days in many communities on educational opportunities. So we were very focused in this survey of adults in America about how do they feel their library is doing in terms of serving the educational needs of their community and of their own families. And the numbers are pretty good. 76% of adults said the local libraries serve the community needs well when it comes to education, and 70% said it serves the needs of them and their families well.
So those are high marks, and in terms of how often people are going to the library, what do we see?
Library use is in flux. There are now, in addition to going to the buildings and the bookmobiles themselves, people can access library websites, or they can even use apps on their phones. And there's been a little bit of a dip in the past few years as we've been measuring this of patronage of libraries over the course of a 12-month period. So in 2012, the first time we asked this question, about 53% of adults said they'd been to a library or bookmobile in the past 12 months. That's now fallen a bit to 44%. But at the same time, the number of people using library websites has gone up a little bit. It's gone from 25% in 2012 to 31% now. And so there's a shift in the way people are using libraries. And, of course, now on your smartphones, about 9% of Americans use a library app on their phone to get books or to get resources that are available through their libraries. So it's an institution that's in flux, like a lot of other places that are built around media and knowledge.
If we look at the number of people who are actually visiting the libraries and how that may be down a bit, is there enough data to say, hey, we've got a trend here, or do we need more data points?
I think we need a little bit more data points. These are the first times that we at the Pew Research Center have asked about the share of adults going to libraries, and we only have a three-year trend on it. But it's clear that people are thinking differently about libraries now, and there are lots of ways in which they are sort of clamoring for new kinds of services, even as many communities don't want their libraries to do too much messing around with the books. They love the books, they love the printed books, but they're also thinking about borrowing e-books as well now and having other kinds of services offered by this very central community institution.
What kinds of other things do people want?
Well, they would love libraries to get very connected to educational services. So 85% of adults say they'd love libraries to provide special classes for children and coordinate with schools so that there is a sort of a less of a mismatch between what's being assigned in classrooms and what's available at libraries. There's also a lot of support in the nation for libraries offering pre-K education programs. There's a very distinct feeling in the culture that there are new literacies required in the digital age. Not only do you have to read and write well, but you also need to know how to use technology in order to be sort of a good, high-functioning citizen. And they think libraries could do a good job before schools even begin to teach kids, helping with educational efforts, and especially aimed around technology.
It's interesting that people are so interested in bringing these educational aspects more into focus, because there are educational services that libraries provide already, and it sounds as though from your survey people don't always know about them. What did you find there?
Yeah, it's interesting that libraries are very aggressively scrambling to provide new services, starting with e-books and for borrowing for free, and about 62% of American adults say that free e-book borrowing is available in their community. The problem is 90% of community libraries offer ebook reading. So a lot of people don't know that ebook borrowing is possible there, and the numbers get even worse for other kinds of educational programs. A lot of people don't know that their local library probably offers online career and job-related resources, or offers GED or high school equivalency programs, or even sort of tips and resources for entrepreneurs and small business people to start up their businesses, and even offering certification programs that people have learned new skills. So there are lots of ways that libraries are trying to adjust to the new educational needs of their communities, and people are kind of tuned into that, but it's still, they've got a long way to go now to teach people all of the resources that are available at their local library.
We're talking with Lee Rainey right now from the Pew Research Center, looking at some new research on how people feel about libraries and what groups of people are more likely to use libraries. Do we know?
Yeah. Women are more likely than men to use libraries. Perhaps the single most dramatic group using libraries is families with young children. Those are among the most happy and most aggressive users of libraries. People who have relatively high levels of household income and relatively high levels of education are also particularly likely to use libraries and to also use library websites.
And in terms of where libraries can go from here, what are some of the areas that you're going to probe more deeply next time you'll be watching?
Well, there are lots of conversations all over the country, and I'm sure in Madison, as much as any place else, about how to fit into educational ecosystems. Where can they plug in and serve people's needs? There's also really strong interest in libraries adding to the suite of technologies that they provide. So lots of libraries are creating maker spaces. They have 3D printers, or they have other technologies that allow people to essentially be creative with tools that they borrow from the library. There's also tremendous interest in libraries serving the needs of veterans or active duty military personnel, so maybe creating special programs for those groups, and also for serving immigrants. Even though it's a challenging political environment in some respects for serving immigrants, there is lots of support throughout the nation in libraries offering services to help immigrants integrate into their communities.
Is this growth in people being interested in digital libraries and maybe people visiting the actual, you know, brick and mortar libraries less? Is there any sense of what people want to happen to the actual buildings themselves and the books?
Well, they're very enthusiastic about programs that essentially enhance the role of libraries as community centers. So it's not just a place where you go in and you borrow resources, but it's a place where people can meet or where there are programs or whether there are special learning activities taking place. A lot of libraries, maybe it's true in Madison, have gaming special nights and gaming centers that are very popular with teenagers. And so Americans kind of want their libraries to do what they've always done, which is to be everything to everyone. It's an enormous challenge in an era of tight budgets for libraries, for librarians to figure out how do we best serve all of these competing demands of our patrons.
It sounds as though you use the phrase transition, libraries are transition. Are there troubling signs here for libraries, or is it a story that hasn't been finished yet?
Oh, and it's definitely a story that hasn't been finished yet, but it's as challenging, for instance, as the news business. Libraries have been as disrupted as certainly the newspaper business has, and I would argue even the radio and television businesses have, to adjust to the realities of the digital age where people on their devices that they carry around can get all the information, all the media, all the news that they would care to get. So librarians have been trying to figure out where they fit into a very new media and information ecosystem. And it's a conversation that's just going to keep continuing because there are so many new demands and new constituencies and new gadgetry that give people opportunities to take advantage of all this stuff.
Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica.
That was Lee Rainey from Pew Research Center talking about Americans' attitudes toward libraries.
Coming up, we'll hear from Madison Public Library about how libraries are setting themselves up to be a resource in the future, and we'd like to hear from you.
How do you use your local library? What programs have you used at your local library? And what are some of the programs and resources that you wish they had? How can libraries remain a valuable resource in a technology-driven world? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're continuing our conversation about libraries now and talking about what directors are doing to make sure they're a valuable resource in an ever-changing future.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you use your library? Do you check out books? Do you check out audiobooks on your smartphone like I do? Do you go to your library for 3D printing? Do you check out cake pans? I know there's at least one library that you can go to their cake pan collection. What do you go to your library for? What do you wish you could go to your library for? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
Tana Elias joins us now. She's the Digital Services and Marketing Manager for Madison Public Library. And Tana, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we just talked about what people think about libraries' attitudes. And one area that came up in this recent Pew survey was that people want a lot of educational aspects to their library, a lot of programs, but they don't always know about them when they're there. Is that something you've seen with your work with Madison Public Library?
It is. The Pew findings are very similar to what we see at Madison Public Library, where there are many different things available at the public library, and people generally tend to think of books and other materials to check out. Maybe they think of story times, but they don't necessarily think that libraries have businesses on how to use social media or classes for how to use social media for your business, for example. They don't always know that we have ebooks, even though that's a largely growing collection. They don't know that we have after hours programs. They don't know that our Meadow Ridge Library has a community kitchen. So many different things are happening in a learning wise and a event wise that many people don't know about.
Well, how would people find information like that?
We do have information on our website. We do market within the library, but more and more we find we are working with community partners who are reaching a targeted audience to let them know about things the library offers for them. One example is that we work with WIBIC, the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corp, to co-teach classes on how to start a business, how to write a business plan, using library resources, but working with them to hit their target market.
And in terms of how people are looking, what they want from libraries in the future as we go forward, what sorts of things are you hearing from people who use Madison Public Library?
Well, we are hearing over and over again that people want community spaces. So they may have internet at home, but they really want to connect with others. They want to learn in a more hands-on manner. They want to connect and engage with people in the library spaces. They want to connect with collections outside of the library. So we're definitely hearing more mobile, more online, and then more participatory as well.
Let's take a caller now at 800-642-1234 as we look at the future of libraries. And Austin is with us in Madison. Austin, hi.
Hi. When university students go to libraries, they usually bring books, laptops, all the materials they need with them. But they use a library as a comfortable, productive space to be in. And I think that other libraries could offer that to a wider population.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Austin. And what about those comfortable spaces? People want to bring their materials there and work, and that's something that has shown up in some of these Pew survey centers. What do you think?
That's definitely what we're hearing. In the professional literature, we call it the third space. So not home, not school or work, but the third space where you want to go, you want to use the internet, you want to connect with other people through a program, or maybe you just want to use a study room and work on your own. So we're definitely hearing that people are really looking for that experience from public libraries.
Public libraries as a community space is a concept that is evolving. What do you see as the cutting edge of that? What are people doing in Wisconsin and beyond?
Well, I know of some libraries not in Wisconsin that are doing co-working spaces actually in the library. So we have similar projects in Madison, not in public libraries, but there are libraries on the East and West Coasts that are offering co-working. Our Meadow Ridge Library has a community kitchen, and that came out of a community demand from that neighborhood, that southwest side of Madison, where food was a connector. There were many programs in the area around food, and we are located adjacent to the Meadow Ridge Neighborhood Center and library are together. And then in between those two spaces is a kitchen and a community space where people can meet and have events, community suppers. We offer free meals at that site for seniors and for children during the summer. So lots of different ways to use public libraries.
When you mentioned something like a kitchen, that would never be the first place that my mind went when I thought about what a library was. So are you having to sort of re-answer the question, what is a library?
We do. We answer that question on an ongoing basis. And what we feel a public library is what our community wants. And that need differs from place to place, depending on resources that are in the community.
I mean, is there such a thing as a working definition?
Of a public library?
Yeah.
You know, I think... Yes, I think there are some basics that you can take for granted. We'll always have books. We'll always have reference librarians available to answer questions. We'll always have programs around literacy, whether it's early literacy or digital literacy. But I think the room for expansion is immense. There are many different things that we can do.
And we just heard from the Pew Center about people looking for some hands-on learning and other educational aspects for pre-K learners. Is that something that you see as being a growing field in Madison and Wisconsin?
Definitely. We know that there are significant gaps in the Madison community, so we are really working with community partners in the Madison area to reach out to children who especially need those early literacy experiences and who can benefit most from them.
We're talking right now with Tana Elias from Madison Public Library. She's telling us how libraries are emerging and changing to respond to their community. And another thing picked up by the Pew Center is that people seem to be going to libraries less. So a little bit, that's a trend at least from 2012. Is that something that's concerning or something that you're seeing?
We are seeing people use libraries in different ways. Our statistics follow the national statistics that Pew have mentioned. We saw a peak of both checkouts and visits around 2009, and we're seeing a very slow, gradual decline. But with that in mind, we're also seeing big increases in internet use, in program attendance, in ebook checkout. So while we're seeing overall numbers decline, we're seeing increases in certain areas.
And it would be great to hear from our listeners on this at 800-642-1234. Are you still going to the library as often as you used to go? At about since 2009, if you have small children, is this still a hub of your life, or is it something that maybe you're turning to different resources now? And what would you like to see from your library? You can call us at 800-642-1234. And as time and technology change, how do you see libraries and librarians starting to adapt as you look at that future?
We're trying to find out what people need most in dealing with those changes. One big area that we see are digital literacy skills for the workforce. We see many people coming to us every few years or so wanting to learn new skills for their job, wanting to get a new job maybe, or increase their potential, their earning potential. So they come to libraries looking for those resources to help them learn those skills.
And how can a library help with that job search?
We have a lot of different resources, and we have experts that are trained to help you navigate the system. So anything from an online application form for somebody who's maybe not very versed in computer skills, navigating that, or finding ways to start your own business plans and other resources. And then also people are using public libraries to connect with others. So they're using public library events as networking resources.
Let's go to a caller now. We have Rhonda on the line in Menominee. Rhonda, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you about the Menominee Public Library. We're doing so many of the things there. We have something really nice, led by a woman, Jean Crusoe Larson from Knapp, Wisconsin, that wrote a book about knitting, and she leads a knitting club at our library, and it's come to be knitting and crocheting and people of different ages coming together and doing that. We also have a community reads program where every year our library sponsors a book for the community, and we have discussions around that. And for our young children, we just had a really great musician, Jim Nelson, come and do some in-service with preschoolers. And he's a local musician from the Cutaways, and he came to our library and led a really nice thing. So we have constant interaction with our community at our local library.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on there, Rhonda. Thank you so much for calling us and telling us about that. And hearing some of those things there, a knitting club, for instance, is this sort of the sort of thing that the communities are asking for and is being provided?
Definitely. We have knitting clubs in many of our libraries. We have book-to-art programs where we read a book and do a related art project. So we're definitely seeing people interested in doing things at the library in groups, connecting with each other, and the library is kind of the platform or the backdrop.
And do you think that so far libraries are responding fast enough to meet needs?
Yeah, I think we are. I think most libraries are being proactive and trying to get out there and find what their community needs are and looking at national trends as well.
Tana, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Tana Elias from Madison Public Library telling us how libraries are remaining important to the community in a rapidly changing world.